back there then, a marriage license, I think, cost $1.50 or $1.75. And I don't know whether it's true, but Floyd used to tell this story about the fellow that came in and he wanted to buy a marriage license. And at that time, it didn't take both the man and the woman, and he gave the name of some lady. And he came back after lunch, and he wanted to, Mr. Mitchell to change and put another lady's name there. And Mr. Mitchell said, you're going to have to spend another 75 cents. He said, well, there's just not that much difference. We're going to leave it this way. So they probably ended up in somebody's divorce court.